Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Global Talent Unleashed is a business and executive management book by Nicole Sahin, founder of Globalization Partners. Focused on international expansion through global hiring and remote team building, rather than treating globalization as a slow process requiring local subsidiaries, large legal departments, and long operational delays, the book presents a faster model for accessing talent across borders. Its central purpose is to help executives understand how companies can recruit, employ, and manage people in multiple countries while reducing compliance friction. The book draws on Sahin's experience building an employer of record platform and on examples from companies that expanded beyond domestic hiring limits. Its genre is practical business guidance, but it also reflects a broader argument about the future of work talent is increasingly distributed. Digital infrastructure makes cross-border employment more feasible, and companies that learn to operate globally can compete for skills and market access in ways that were once available mainly to large multinationals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, global hiring as a strategic alternative to local talent scarcity. A central topic in Global Talent Unleashed is the idea that companies should not treat local labor markets as the natural boundary of growth. Sahin frames talent scarcity as a strategic constraint that can be reduced by looking globally rather than by competing harder in a single city, region, or country. This matters because many companies need specialized skills faster than domestic markets can supply them, especially in technology, sales, customer support, and market expansion roles. The book argues that global hiring changes the basic calculation instead of asking where the company already has an office. Leaders can ask where the right person is located and how to employ that person responsibly. This approach also connects talent acquisition with market learning. Hiring in a new country can give a company practical insight into customer behavior, language, regulation, and business culture before making larger investments. The reasoning is not simply that remote work is convenient. It is that a wider labor market can improve speed, diversity of perspective, and resilience. Sahin positions this as a management shift from office-centered expansion to talent-centered expansion, where geography becomes a design variable rather than a fixed limitation. Secondly, the employer of record model as the operating mechanism for cross-border employment. The book gives special attention to the employer of record model because it is the mechanism that makes rapid global hiring more practical. Traditionally, a company that wanted to hire employees in another country often needed to create a local legal entity, understand labor law, register for payroll and tax obligations, and maintain ongoing compliance processes. That path can be slow, expensive, and difficult to justify when a company wants to test a market or hire only a small number of people. The employer of record model changes the sequence. A third party legally employs the worker in the local jurisdiction while the client company directs day-to-day work. This arrangement can reduce administrative burdens while allowing the worker to receive locally compliant employment terms, payroll, and benefits. Sahin presents this not as a minor outsourcing tool, but as an infrastructure layer for global business. The practical importance is that it separates the decision to access talent from the decision to build a full subsidiary. Leaders can move faster, but the model also depends on careful compliance, transparent responsibilities, and a clear understanding that employment obligations remain governed by local rules. Thirdly, rapid international expansion requires governance as much as speed, although Global Talent Unleashed emphasizes speed. Its practical value lies in showing that speed without governance can create risk. Hiring internationally involves more than locating a qualified candidate. Companies must consider employment classification, payroll accuracy, benefits expectations, termination rules, data handling, intellectual property practices, and tax-related exposure. Sahin's framework suggests that global growth becomes sustainable only when these operational details are built into the expansion model from the beginning. This is an important distinction because many executives are attracted to international hiring for cost savings or market reach, but underestimate the complexity of local labor systems. The book, therefore, treats compliance as a growth enabler rather than a bureaucratic obstacle. If leaders design international employment correctly, they can avoid common missteps that delay expansion or damage trust with employees. The reasoning is concrete. A company that ignores local obligations may gain short-term speed, but lose it later through legal disputes, administrative corrections, or reputational harm. Sahin's model asks executives to combine entrepreneurial urgency with disciplined operating structures, making global expansion a repeatable process rather than a series of improvised country-by-country experiments. Fourthly, managing culture and communication across distributed international teams. Another major theme is that global hiring is not complete once contracts and payroll are in place. Distributed teams require deliberate leadership practices because employees may differ in time zone, language, communication norms, holiday calendars, legal expectations, and views of hierarchy. Sahin's guidance points toward a culture that can travel across borders without assuming that every employee will interpret workplace signals in the same way. This requires clarity in goals, documentation, meeting practices, feedback routines, and decision rights. A global remote team cannot rely on informal hallway communication or local office habits to transmit expectations. Leaders must make the operating system of the company more explicit. The book also implies that culture should not mean uniformity. A company can maintain shared principles while adapting management practices to local contexts. This balance is important because global teams can bring broader market intelligence and stronger diversity of perspective. But only if employees feel integrated rather than treated as distant extensions of headquarters. Sahin positions leadership across borders as an executive capability, not a human resources side issue. The success of global hiring depends on whether managers can turn geographic distribution into coordinated performance. Lastly, global remote work is both business expansion and economic access. Global Talent Unleashed also places global remote work within a larger economic context. Sahin argues that when companies can hire people where they live, opportunity becomes less dependent on relocation to a major business center. This has practical implications for employers and workers. Employers gain access to broader skill pools and can enter markets with less initial infrastructure. Workers can access roles at international companies while remaining close to their communities and families. The book therefore connects corporate expansion with a wider redistribution of opportunity, although it remains primarily an executive guide rather than a social policy book. But this topic differentiates the work from narrower books about remote management because Sahin treats global employment infrastructure as a way to change who can participate in high-value work. At the same time, the idea requires realistic limits. Not every role can be remote, and cross-border hiring still depends on legal, cultural, and operational readiness. The value of the book is that it links the future of work to concrete business systems, rather than presenting remote work as a purely cultural preference. The argument is that digital work, compliant employment platforms, and global leadership practices together can reshape company growth. In conclusion, Global Talent Unleashed is best suited for founders, executives, people leaders, and international growth teams that are considering hiring outside their home market or expanding into new countries. Readers who already understand remote work but lack experience with cross-border employment will gain a clearer sense of the operational questions that must be answered before scaling globally. The practical benefit is a structured view of how talent strategy, compliance, payroll, legal infrastructure, and culture fit together. The intellectual benefit is a broader understanding of globalization as something that can be built through distributed teams, not only through offices, subsidiaries, and traditional multinational expansion, compared with many books on remote work. This one stands out because it is grounded in the employer of record industry and in Sahin's experience creating a company around global employment infrastructure. Compared with general international business books, it is more focused on the employment layer of expansion, how to hire, support, and manage people across borders quickly and responsibly. Its limitations are connected to its strengths. The perspective is closely aligned with a specific model of global hiring, so readers should still seek legal, tax, and country-specific advice. Even so, the book is a useful guide for leaders who want a practical framework for turning global talent access into an operating capability. If you would like to support Nicole Sahin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.